They say we all lose 21 grams at the exact moment of our death. Everyone, 21 grams. The weight of a stack of 5 nickels. The weight of a chocolate bar. The weight of a hummingbird.
There's a fine line between hope and despair. And that's where you'll find Mexican author Guillermo Arriaga. He wrote the screenplay for Amores Perros and the critically acclaimed film 21 Grams. 21 Grams tells the story of three people whose lives intersect after a tragic accident. Jack, played by Benicio del Toro, plays a born-again Christian who kills a man and his two daughters in a car accident. Naomi Watts plays Christina, the widow who loses her whole family. And Sean Penn is Paul, a mathematician slowly dying of heart disease. Arriaga told Steve Paulson where the idea for 21 Grams came from.
First of all, I have a car accident that happened when we were in a mountain in Mexico, and I was sleeping when it happened. We fall into a cliff, a very deep cliff, and so it was very terrifying. And then I think that dying in a car accident is the most stupidest way of dying. It's like if technology is taking revenge of you because humans is trying to go too farther against nature and technology is like it goes against human. And then car accidents, they put in touch a lot of people that without car accident they will not know each other, never. So that's why I'm like obsessed with car accidents.
So in the accident that you were in, there were people who were killed in that accident?
No. No, I was the only one injured. I lost all the bones in my nose and have a fracture in my head. But no one was killed.
Where did the idea for writing 21 Grams come from?
Well, I once was living in a city called León here in Mexico, and I work in a university that was in the outskirts of the city. And once, one Friday, my wife was giving me a party for my birthday, but I was running late for my birthday party. So I went home and I had to take a road, and suddenly I saw a patrol car with the lights on. And I stopped because that's the way that many students take home and try to check no one has an accident. And there was a man lying dead beside the road. So one policeman pulled out his wallet to see the name of this guy. And there was a photograph of him with his wife and a little girl sitting on his lap, everyone smiling. And I say, this girl and this woman has lost a father and a husband, and they don't know it. And this man is never going to see them again. So I went back to my car, and I was thinking on the way to my birthday party, what about if I tell my wife that I killed someone the moment I arrived to my birthday party?
Hey, guys, we're home.
Daddy, what'd you bring us?
I brought you a kiss.
You didn't bring me a present, huh?
No, just a kiss.
We made you a cake.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Freddy put the icing on it.
Mommy made the cake.
Come here. Freddy, are you going to say hello to your father?
Come look at the cake, Daddy.
Freddy drew those for you.
I drew those ones.
You say 21 grams is the amount of weight a human being loses when he or she dies. It's a very poetic idea, but there's also a suggestion that something happens to the soul at the moment of death. Is 21 grams a spiritual film?
Well, I must tell you, I'm an atheist. What I wanted to make is a statement that is here in this life where you have hell or heaven. And I don't think you have another chance to live. Everything stops when you die. So the statement of 21 grams is you must love and you must take care of the people that surrounds you. there's no other chance. And when you die, it's not that those 21 grams becomes your soul. It's the weight the other ones carry, the ones that survive carry when someone dies. It's a matter of how that 21 grams still hurts the people that remains living.
It's so interesting to hear you say that you're an atheist, because your movie is full of religious imagery. And of course, one of your main characters, Jack, played by Benicio del Toro, is a born-again Christian who struggles with God, with his faith in God throughout the entire film. And was it hard for you to write about this man if you're an atheist?
No, it wasn't hard, because he was obsessed, and I'm a very obsessive person. So it wasn't very hard to understand him. And I like it because I have some distance from him, so I can see his religious obsessions in a better way, because I don't think he's a religious man. I think he is this kind of fanatical people who are sick by religion, but they are not religious.
But tell me, what's going to happen if you shoot a pregnant woman or an old man, huh? You know what'll happen? The guilt will suck you down to the bone. Stealing ain't worth it. Going to church, reading the Bible, and believing in Jesus, brother, that's your ticket.
Well, and it's interesting what you've done in this movie, because two of the main characters seem to have overcome major obstacles in their lives. Benicio del Toro, the character he plays, Jack, has had a history of problems with the law, of thievery and robbery and all that kind of thing, but he seems to have turned his life around. And then this horrible thing happens, this car accident. And then the Naomi Watts character has had a problem with drug addiction, but she seems to have turned her life around. She's married, happy, has children. And then this horrible accident happens, and her family is wiped out, and she's left to deal with it. You seem to be saying that even if you play by the rules, that's not enough. Terrible things can still happen to you.
What I wanted is not only Naomi and Benicio's character, but also Sean Penn. It's like they are coming from very deep hells. One from jail, Naomi comes from drug addiction, and Sean Penn comes from the hell of bad health.
He has a terminal illness.
He has a terminal illness. And the three of them, they think they have just arrived to heaven. Benicio through Jesus, Naomi through her family, and Sean Penn through a new heart. And they feel, we are done, we are, everything's fine. And what I like is to see how these people go back to deeper hells, and how the human will and the power of love and the power of human nature has enough strength to go back, to recover themselves to a very hard road. Because I think that hope is there. It's difficult to find, but there is always hope. And this is the message of this film, is there is always hope. There is always something or someone to struggle for. That's why I wanted the three of them coming from hell, then going to heaven, going back to hell, and then back to heaven.
Well, Paul, the character played by Sean Penn, sacrifices himself at the end of the movie, so the other two characters can be saved. And it seems like you're playing with some pretty obvious Christian symbolism here. I mean, you can't help thinking about Jesus, what he did. But yet, you've said you're an atheist.
Yeah, that's what I love about this film. It's written by an atheist. It's directed by a religious man. And it can go either way. It can be very simple, earth-feel movie that you are here, or it can be a very soulful religious movie at the same time.
Now, one thing that struck me as I was watching the movie 21 Grams is there's that phrase, it's said by two different characters, I think, at different points in the movie, and life goes on. I mean, they've gone through horrible things, mm-hmm. but then there's, and life goes on. Is that a message of hope?
Yeah, that's a message of hope, particularly to my son, Santiago. My sister-in-law, she have a two-year-old son who fell on a swimming pool. No one noticed it until he was dead. And it was a terrible tragedy. 5 years later, my sister-in-law, she smiled again. Life went on. And my son Santiago, who was 5 at that time, who didn't knew his cousin, but knew what happened, asked me, "Dad, if I die, will you ever smile again?" I was shocked by his question. So the motivation to write this film is trying to say something about life to my own kids. And then my son, when after September 11, I went to New York, and I called him from the cell phone, telling him, "Look, I am in New York." I began describing him the buildings and everything, and he said, "Are the people still crying?" And I say, "No, life goes on, my dear. Life has power. Life has." So this is a way to answer my own kids. It's funny, but sometimes you make films or you write books to tell something to someone in particular. In this case, it was for my children. And the life goes on is for them.
Guillermo Arriaga wrote the screenplay for the movie 21 Grams. He joined Steve Paulson by phone from Mexico City.